You're listening to As Read by Me, the podcast where writers read and readers listen.
Hi, this is Mike Archer. This is a piece from my blog, thearcherjournal.com, called Light, Shadow, and Earth, As Read by Me. You start to notice the beauty even before you get there. As you head west from Las Vegas, you have to cross the Spring Mountains. The day my wife and I set out, it was clear and bright. But as we approached the mountains, we could see dark, brooding clouds overhead. We were concerned that rain would ruin the trip. But once we got over the Spring Mountain summit, the sky cleared. We passed through the Red Rock Conservation Area and the Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge. We then came into one of the most uniquely named towns in America, Pahrump, Nevada. The vista on the horizon as you drive through Pahrump tells you nature is in charge here. You should just try to take it all in. When State Line Road meets Route 190 at the Opera House, you turn left to enter a place like no other, Death Valley. Death Valley National Park is the largest national park outside of Alaska. It's both the hottest and driest national park, and they mean hottest. On July 10, 1913, it reached 134 degrees, the highest air temperature ever recorded on Earth. It also has the lowest point in the United States, 282 feet below sea level. The valley sits between the Armagosa and Pentiment Mountains. The Shoshone lived here for thousands of years, and trust lands have been set aside so they can live in their ancestral homeland. The first thing you realize is how insignificant you feel being enveloped by the sky and the earth. At several points, my wife and I said, "It looks fake. It looked like a painting." You could spend days in the park. We only spent a few hours. We stopped at Zabriskie Point. We looked down on Echo Canyon and east to the Fanera Mountains, part of the Amargrosa Range. The colors of the tan, brown, and green earth contrasted against the blue sky. The high clouds cast shadows on the distant mountains as your eyes move to the horizon. We then drove south and stopped at Golden Canyon Trail. We parked and walked a short distance on the trail cut into the rocks that gave us a look inside the earth's crust. We got back on the two-lane black asphalt ribbon that cuts through the valley. I thought about what it must have taken for men and machines to build a pathway through this sacred place that allows us to see and hear nature. But what you hear is silence. The stillness in such a large landscape is not like the quiet you hear anywhere else. It makes you very aware of the small place we occupy in this bigger world. We headed farther south past Devil's Golf Course. I will never complain about a tough golf course again. Our last stop was Badwater Basin. It's a saltwater flat that got its name from prospectors who found their mules wouldn't drink the water. There was a little sign up on the rocks overlooking the basin that marks 282 feet. You can walk out on the bottom of the country and press yourself against the gusts of wind that can almost knock you over. We headed back the way we came in after a couple of hours. It's almost impossible to describe a place like this. Even the many pictures I took can't capture what you feel here. The name Death Valley was supposedly given by a woman in a gold rush wagon train after they finally managed to find their way out of the valley in 1849. But it's a place where you feel very much alive and can be amazed by the power and beauty of nature. We even got a lifetime pass we can use when we visit other parks. There are parks all over the country to enjoy. They are places where you can get away from the daily routine and maybe get some perspective on the world. There is peace and beauty in light, shadow, and earth.
Thanks for joining us. If you love the show and want to keep hearing more great stories, there are three ways you can help. You can hit the subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast app. You can leave a review for the show on iTunes. Or you can go to asreadbyme.com and click the donate button. Every little bit helps us continue to amplify the eclectic collection of stories and voices that make our show unique. If you're a writer or know one who should be on our show, send an email to writers@asreadbyme.com. Thanks for lending us your earballs once again, and we'll see you next time on As Read by Me.